We are going to spend 7 hours to learn living reverence of God. Can you try to explain what reverence means in your own term? Reverence. In a very understandable term, how to explain reverence? Let me count on this. Hey. Reverence. Next one. Am I? Yeah. Honor, respect. Okay. Any other? Next one. Reverence. Huh? Kind? Oh, okay. Any other? Reverence? Next one. Dedication. Oh, okay. Reverence, a very similar fear plus respect, right? Fear. Fear God, but your fear have some accompanied with respect, and they call reverence. So in Chinese Bible, always translated "敬畏神." Fear is way, and 敬 means respect. You respect and you fear put together is reverence. You know, when you live in a area infected by gangster, then you are very fearful. When you, even if you want to go out, you dare not to go out. But in your heart, you just hate that kind of people, right? So that's not reverence. I remember I live in, I visited a member in New Jersey. And the member was running a laundry store. And that was a drug infected area. In the evening, always a gunshot outside. So living in that area, feel with fear. But that kind of fear has no respect. It's just dislike the people who are selling the drug. So that you cannot say reverence, right? And fear with respect means you feel the one, because the one has power, but the one also good, so you respect him. And that is God, fear plus respect. So if you have any other definition, reverence? Okay. Now we look into the teaching material. Living reverence of God. First, we have to understand the attribute of God. And living reverence of God means our response to God's attribute in our life. A lot of people don't live a reverence life because they fail to know there is God. They fail to know what kind of God we are worshiping. So if we truly understand the living God, then we will live a life of reverence of Him. So a life of reverence is in response to God's divine nature, His attribute. So first, we have to understand
the God we worship.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. Next one, we'll read it. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. Okay. The God we worship is the true God. Oh, and He is a living God and everlasting King. True God means, true means He will not change you. Forever. God is not like a man. God is not like a king. King is human being. Even Nebuchadnezzar was very strong, very powerful, very fearful, but he died. Right? After he died, you don't have to fear the person anymore. Oh, because he only did a very short period of time. And God is fearful because He lives forever. He's a true God. He will never change. True means last forever and never change. God. So in the world, other than God, everything is changing, including the universe. Everything is changing. Can you find anything which is not changing? Except God. Can you find anything which never changes? You look into the school, in school, right? The textbook you study, always have some kind of revised edition, new edition, right? It keep on changing. You look into the culture, now it's different from 10 years ago. You look into the people, you take into the group picture, right? You compare last year's group picture and this year's group picture, it's different. It looks different. So everything is changing. The only thing never changes is God. So this is called true God. His existence, His divine nature never change. Oh. So this God is fearful. If he will hold you accountable, He will hold you accountable forever because He is true, never change. Oh. And then the next one say, He is a living God. Living means what? Living means He will respond the way you live your life. So the relation between man and God is interactive. Right? If you worship Him, He will respond with good. If you don't respect Him, don't fear about Him, He will respond with another way. So He is the living God. And compared with a lot of other gods, right? They are not living. Just especially the God made of idol. It's not the true God. It's not living God. Also, no matter how you behave, it's not going to have any anything happen to you, because the God is not a living God. So you know, in a few years ago, there was an earthquake in Kobe, in Japan. A lot of idols fall down from their shrine. Some broken the head, some broken the leg, some broken the arm, some broken into two pieces. And then the best business is to repair the idol. After they repair the idol, they put back into the shrine and they start to worship again. That's something very ironically, right?
the idol who needs people to repel, and people worship him as God. So this is the true God interact with people. So the God we worship, true, lasts forever. And living, we interact with people. And that God is right now, he is here. And that God will be the world 20 years later, 40 years later, 60 years later, even when you are in the age of 80. Right? If you are not exist, God still exists. So true and living God. The second, why we have to respond to God's tribute? Because he is omnipotent. Omnipotent means he is so powerful. He can do everything. Nothing is impossible to him. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible, omnipotent.